What learned astrologers write of this year, I purpose now unto you for to declare. Especially Lily, a man of great learning, in famous astrology by our discerning. And likewise call Pepper, a man of great fame, known all over England even by that name. What they have foretold you here shall find strange and remarkable, if it you will mind. In January small news you shall hear, unless it be so to fill you with care. The poor countryman will be grounded indeed, when he hath no fodder his cattle to feed. From Spain and Italy we shall hear news, God grant poor men may not be sold for old shoes. Oh, trust to yourselves where you see me, though I have good judgment in astrology. In February men will not be dumb, though angels of gold have quieted some. Nor yet shall this government altered be, though turbulent spirits do strive to be free. We shall make a peace with some foreign nation, even for our own good to keep firm our station. And though many thunderbolts seek to disturb us, it doth not lie in their power yet for to curb us. All Europe this March shall be at a stand, at our preparations by sea and by land. Though we amongst ourselves cannot agree, yet England by others now feared shall be. The hearts of the Dutchmen this month shall wax cold, even by the courage of our seamen bold. And if I mistake not, they shall seek their peace, and so shall the honour of England increase. The Commonwealth this month of April shall stand in great fear, some things will fall ill. For taxes increase and money grows scant, and the poor sort shall be in great want. We shall have a fear, although we are strong, the Scot or the Dutch will do us some wrong. Not by their power, but by treacheries, although we from them have ta'en many a prize. Now this month of May it cannot be good, it seems to begin with honour and blood. Fevers and other diseases most strange about the city and country shall range. And this month all Europe shall make preparation for war, as I guess, nations against nations. Yet if we must fight, we still shall see, England shall still victorious be. Our governor shall labour to keep us still quiet from civil dissension, mischief and riot. And good moderate people shall labour each day to persuade rude people to love and obey. This month we expect some news from the north, and I do guess some matters of worth. From Scotland and Holland and from other parts, but God send our countrymen true loyal hearts. This July the land shall quieted be, and in good condition as all men shall see. Holland once more shall sue for a peace, and there will be hopes the mischief will cease. If no peace be granted, they'll do us small harm, although about us like locusts they swarm. And our brave seamen we need not to doubt, we'll after some knocking put them to the rout. Much thunder and lightning in this month will be, the air much distempered the people shall see. Many sea fights and blood shall be shed, and many for want of wit are misled. But after a while good news shall we hear, come from the west to banish our fear. A mutiny in Spain is likely to be, and we in this nation shall hardly agree. This month of September, if things fall out right, Holland and we shall give over to fight. By means of ambassadors we are made friends, and Holland be willing to make us amends. The winds will grow high and may us affright, but there is no enemy against us dare fight. Then be of good comfort and be not cast down, for we shall live quiet though fortune may frown. The first week of this month we shall hear good news, our merchants return and nothing shall lose. From the western parts with joy and content, after much toiling and labor is spent. Our land now shall flourish and Holland decline, and to see us prosper our foes shall repine. If God be with us, who can us withstand? It is he alone that protecteth our land. In this month of November, good people shall strive, out of this nation tithes for to drive. Who squeeze the countryman out of his estate, even by their tyranny or their deceit. Enough for to make all the people to rise against those that over them thus tyrannize, who cannot be quiet until they be eased, and till that time come they will not be pleased. I would not have merchants now for to grieve, their ships shall come home their minds to relieve. For Providence keeps them, then do not despair, this month of December good news you shall hear. And since it is now the last month of the year, I would not have any possess it with fear. Let's pray unto God our comfort in chief, at the end of the year for to end all our grief.